Welcome back, everybody, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we are learning Simin Kuf Chav Dalet, Sifim Hey through Zion. We're going to talk about saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, saying Amin to each bracha and Chazar Sashatz, and idle talk during Chazar Sashatz. Says the Mechaber in Sif Hey, HaKol Bracha Sha'anam Shomea B'chol Makom, Omer Baruch Hu, Uvaruch Shemo. And every bracha that a person hears, he says Baruch Hu, Uvaruch Shemo. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Chav Aleph. Omer v'chulei v'imhu omid b'makom she'ino rashai lahafsik. If one is in the middle of a section where he cannot interrupt, kigon b'psuke dezimra. If he's in the middle of psuke dezimra, v'chol shekin b'birkas kriyashma, afilu bein aprakim. If he's in the middle of birkas kriyashma, even between each bracha, asur la'omro. Then one is forbidden from saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. One cannot interrupt with Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. And says Reb Chaim Kanievsky that likewise one should not say it in Hallel, because Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore it is not worthy of such an interruption. It does not justify such an interruption. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein, im shama bracha shechayev bo, v'hu miskavin lotzis al yedei ha-mevarech. If one hears a bracha, and he's looking to fulfill an obligation with that bracha, kev birka shofar u'megillah v'kedesh u'chai gavna, he's using shomea ka'one, he hears the bracha on shofar, or on megillah, or on kiddush, and he's looking to fulfill his personal obligation with that bracha that he hears, ein la'anos baruch hu baruch shemo, de shomea ka'one, u'cheman da'omer ba'atzmo ha'bracha damya, v'have a hefsek ba'bracha. He should not say baruch hu baruch shemo, because since it's shomea ka'one, it's as if he's saying the words himself, and therefore, if he were to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, he would be making a hefsek, he would be interrupting in the middle of his bracha. V'ayin b'chai adam d'nishar b'tzarech in the inin d'yavad. So the chai adam's not sure, b'diyavad, if you did say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in such a case where you needed to be yotze with that bracha, but you have to repeat the bracha. V'nir li d'b'diyavad in nahach mir b'zeh, ayin b'sefer magin giborim ashokasav v'shem ma'aser okeach, says the Mishnah Berurah that he feels that one need not repeat the bracha, b'di'eved, if one did say Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemo when he was trying to be yotze with the bracha. What exactly is the source for the for responding Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? Says Mishnah Berurah in Chav Beis, v'remez l'zeh, we have an allusion to it, mimashak omar akoso kishim Hashem akra havugod alelokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that when he calls out in the name of Hashem, so they should respond with greatness, they should respond with the praise. So too, when we hear a bracha, we say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Ve'od. What's more, im kishemazkir in tzaddik baser v'adam tzarech levarcha. If when we mention a tzaddik, a human being, a tzaddik, we have to bless him. Shenemar zecher tzaddik levarcha, as the pasuk in Mishlei says that when the tzaddik is mentioned, we are mevarich the tzaddik. So tzaddikol shal olam, the righteous one of the entire universe, the ribono shal olam, alachas kama v'kama, how much the more so should we have to praise him when we hear his name? How exactly should the Shliach Tzibur say the brachos in Shmona Esrei when the Tzibur is going to respond Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? So says the Mishnah Berurah here, an important ha'ara. U'brachos shechasimoson katzar rakishtei tevos. If you have brachos that are very short, ke'pokeach ivrim b'birkas hashachar u'chai gavna b'shmona esrei v'chol ha'brachos, when it comes to short brachos, and the truth is to all brachos, mehanachon l'shliach tzibur di zaher oz shelo lemaher kolkach lachtom tekef es habracha. It is proper for the shliach tzibur to be cautious, not to rush through the end of the bracha. Elalishos me'at, rather he should pause a little bit, kidei shekol ha'onim yishme'u eiza bracha misayim acharkach. So that way, all of the people in the congregation who are saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, they'll also be able to hear what bracha the Shliach Tzibur is finishing. V'gam yihiyu yicholim nanos ha'amin tekef. And then they'll also be able to respond amin immediately in juxtaposed to the bracha. Dilav ha'chi, if the Shliach Tzibur is not careful about this, if he doesn't pause at all, but rather rushes through, lif'amim al yedei hakol shenlanias Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Sometimes because of the loud, ringing voice of Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo from the Tzibur, many of the people who just said Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo are not going to know what bracha the Shliach Tzibur is finishing. And when they say Amen, it won't be immediate and juxtaposed to the bracha that was finished. In all of these cases, so we have a concern of reciting an Amin Yisoma, an orphaned Amin, an Amin that is not attached to the bracha to which it responds. Of course, we refrain from reciting an Amin Yisoma, and therefore it's important for the Shliach Tzibor to pause a little bit before, to allow the Tzibor to finish Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and then only afterwards to finish the bracha. The Tzibor should also be careful about something when they're saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. The Mekor Chaim pointed out in footnote 39, says that the Tzibor should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo until they hear the Shliach Tzibor say the name of Hashem. Otherwise, they are jumping the gun. Now, does everybody agree that one should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo? So although the Mechaber and the Mishneh Berurah clearly are proponents of responding Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, the Gra had the practice not to say it, and that is for two reasons. One reason, this is brought in the Shai HaTzion in Sif Chaf Dalet, is because he was concerned that people would not hear the end of the bracha before the because the shots, the Shliach Tzibor would run through the end of the bracha before the Tzibor would finish saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, exactly what the Mishneh Berurah cautioned against. The Gra was concerned what actually happened. And then there is a second reason that the Gra did not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and that's because he considers Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo to be a hefsek in the middle of the bracha, because the Amin that the Tzibor responds to the bracha, according to the Gra, relates not only to the end of the bracha, but to the entirety of the bracha, and therefore there should not be any hefsek in the middle of that bracha. Continues the Mechaber in Simin Kuf Chav Dalet Seif Vav. V'yanu Amin Achar Kol Bracha Bein Osam Shiyatzu Yedei Tfila Bein Osam Shalo Yatzu. One should respond Amin to each bracha of the Chazar Sashatz, regardless of whether he already was Yotze his obligation, he already fulfilled his obligation, or whether he did not yet fulfill his obligation. Uve chavana, one should also have a certain intent when responding Amin. She yechavin belibo, he should think, emes hi habracha sheberach hamevarich va'ani ma'amin bezeh. The bracha that the Shliach Tzibor, the Mevarich, said, it is true, and I believe in it. That is what we should be thinking when we say the word Amin in response to the bracha. So let's clarify exactly what the Shulchan Aruch means here. What is he getting at when he says, "Bein osam sheyatzu yedei tefila, bein osam shelo yatzu"? Whether those who already fulfilled their obligation, or whether those who have not yet fulfilled their obligation. Says the Mishneh Berurah in Sif Chav Gimel, "Shelo yatzu rotza lomar, afa pi shehim yotzen achshav betfilas hashatz." Even if you have somebody who's actually using the Chazar Sashatz in order to be yotze his tefila, Einam ka'onim amin achar birchos atzman. They're still allowed to say amin in response, and they still should say amin in response to the Shliach Tzibor, and they are not considered to be saying amin after their own brachos, despite the fact that these brachos are counting as their personal obligation. Why not? Shahari mikol makom heim einam omrim klum ela shomim. Because they're not actually saying the words, but rather they are listening to the words. And there would not be a problem of saying Amin after one's own brachos if one is only listening and one is not actually enunciating. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Se'if Chav Dalet. What else should one intend when saying Amin? Says the Mishneh Berurah, V'chavana, ayim b'chay adam klal vav shekosav, v'yechavim ba'aniyaso Amin gam alma sh'omer ha'mevarich baruch ato Hashem. So one, when one says Amin, he should also be referring to or focused on that which the Mevarich said, Baruch Ato Hashem. So what does that mean? Dahainu. So this means to say, Sha'amar Hashatz, Baruch Ato Hashem, Magin Avram. If the Shliach Tzibor said, Baruch Ato Hashem, Magin Avram, Yechavin Ha'onas Ha'amin, the person who says Amin should have the following intent. Amin, Shiyihiyeh Mevorach Shem Hashem. It is, true or, ditto, that the shame of Hashem should be blessed, Shahaya Magin Avram, and that Hashem was the Magin Avram, Uchahai Gavna B'chol HaBrachos. So the Amin should actually be relating back to and modifying the bracha itself, Baruch Ato Hashem Magin Avram. So in total, we have the Kavana of the Shulchan Aruch, that one should have the thought that it is, that Emes Hi HaBracha, the bracha is true, that one believes in it. And also the Mishneh Berurah adds here in the name of the Chai Adam that sheyihiyeh mevorach shem Hashem shahaya magin Avram, that the name of Hashem should be blessed, and that Hashem was the magin Avram, or whatever bracha was just being said, That's what you would think of when you say the word Amin in response to the bracha. Continues the Mishneh Berurah in Se'if Chaf Hei. Vizehu emesi, vizehu bibirkas hoda'a. So, kigon baruch sha'amar v'yishtabach v'go'a yisrael l'chai gavna. So in the when do you have these kavanos of MSE that it's true, that the bracha that was said was true? So we have those kavanos after a bracha of thanksgiving, such as Baruch Sha'amar, Yishtabach, or Goal Yisrael, a bracha of praise and thanks. Aval b'tfila, in the middle of tfila, of Chazar Sashatz, Tzarech Sheyechavin, MSE, it's true what the Shliach Tzibur said, V'gam ani mispalel sheyihi ratzon sheyekuyim davar zeh. And I also am davening that it be Hashem's will that whatever was said be fulfilled. Kigon bibirkas atachonin, in the bracha of atachonin, the Adam Das, shebichi shamispalel choninu miyitcha v'chulei, we make the request that Hashem grant us wisdom, baruch ato Hashem chonin adoas, and then we finish the bracha with those words. Yechavin, one should have in mind when he says amin, MS shehu chonin deya. It's true that Hashem is the one who grants wisdom. V'hi ratzon sheyechonin lanu gam kein deya. And it should be his will that he should give us wisdom. U'chai gavna b'chol ha-brachos. The same is true for all of the brachos in Chazar Sashatz. U'v'kaddish, in the middle of Kaddish, tzarech lechavin ala asid levat. One should have in mind only the future. She'ye'aminu devarav mashehu mevakish she'yizgala malchuso ba'agolov v'zman kariv. That his words, that the words of the Shliach Tzibur become true, that they be fulfilled, that which he requests, that the Malchus Hashem, the kingship of the Ribono Shel Olam, be revealed speedily in our days. The Iker Ha'inyin Bevada Yukuyum Devasov, because of course Hashem's Malchus is going to be revealed eventually. Kamosha Kosov Bayom Ahuya Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. We know that Hashem's name is going to be revealed. What we're asking for is that it happen more speedily. So we, our Amen is referring to this request happening in the future as soon as possible. When one says Amin after the bracha of Hamachzir Shchinasu Letzion, right before Modim, Lo Yomar Biyachad Amin Modim Anachnu Lach. One should not say all of those words together, Amin to the bracha of Hamachzir, and then right away Modim Anachnu Lach. Ki Amin Koi Al Habracha Kinizka Le'el, because the Amin is referring back to the previous bracha, U Modim Hu Inim Bifnei Atzmo. Modim is a separate section. Rak yishem me'at achar tevas amin. Rather, one should pause a little bit after saying the word amin before starting modim. Mishin is dami lolanos amin al shnei devarim. If one chanced upon an opportunity to say amin to two matters, ona shnei aminim zeachar zeh. So he says amin amin. V'yichavin b'chol amin es ha'inin amahu ona. For each amin, he should be thinking about what he's responding to. Utfei adiv lomar amin v'amin. It's even better to conjoin them to say amin v'amin when you have two things that you are responding to. If you hear multiple brachos or you hear multiple kadeshim, and they're within toch kedei dibur of each other, so you're in shul, multiple people are saying kaddish, and they're not all aligned, you know, completely. Rather, one is a little bit ahead of the other, but it's still within toch kedei dibur. So when do you say amin? To whose kaddish should you say amin? Reb Chaim Kanievsky in footnote 46 says that you say it after the first kaddish that you hear, as long as all of the kaddishim are within toch kedei dibur of one another. Continues the Mechaber in Se'iv Zayin. Lo yasiach sicha schulin b'shaa shashliach tzibur chozer hatfila. One is prohibited from speaking idle talk, from engaging in idle chatter during Chazaras Hashatz. V'imsach, and if one did, hu chote v'gadol avono miniso v'goarim bo. So he is accountable for a sin. His sin is too great to bear. Of course, the Mechaber here is really exhorting us from talking during Chazaras Hashatz. And we must critique this person. Says the Rama, Vilami Bonov Haketanim Shiyanu Amin. One should teach his children, his little children, to say Amin, Kimiyat Shiatinuk One Amin, Yashlochelak Olam Haba. Once a little kid says Amin, he has a portion in the world to come. So comments the Mishneh Berurah and the halacha of the Mechaber. Sivcha Vav Bishav Chulei wrote to Lomar, Afilu im Yirtze Lizaher B'Sov Kol Bracha Lachavin V'Lanos Amin. Even if you're going to say, okay, I'm going to talk, and then I'll stop at the end of each bracha. I'll focus on the bracha, and I'll say, Ami, nonetheless, says the Mechaber, it is forbidden to talk in such a manner. Kosav bishla ro'isi mi'acharidim al devar Hashem. I've seen those who are passionately committed to Hashem's word. Shemesimin hasidur bifneihem bish'as chazaras hatfila. They put their siddur in front of them during chazaras hashatz. Ve'einehem ve'libom sham shalo yir uchutza. They focus their minds and they focus their eyes on the siddur so that they're not looking anywhere else. Va'az mechavnim al kol mila u'mila. And they put their entire attention towards every word of chazaras hashatz. Chav zayin minaso, kosav b'ilyarabba b'shem ha'kolbo, the Ilyarabba quotes the kolbo, oy loha anoshim shemesichim b'isat fila, woe unto the people who talk in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, ki ro'inu kama b'isakneses nechrivu b'shvil avon zeh. We've seen many, many shuls be destroyed because of this transgression. V'yesh lemanos anoshim yiduim v'hashgiach al zeh, we should appoint people to oversee the prevention of talking during Chazaras Hashatz. Continues the Mishnah Brura, talking about the Ramaz Din, that one should teach his children to say Amin, HaKetanim, V'tzarech sheyachanchin sheyamdu be'im aviyira, one should educate his children to be standing with fear and with awe during Chazaras Hashatz, during Tefillah, V'haKetanim biyoser, if his children are very, very little, Haratzim v'shavim v'viz haknesas b'schok, and they're running all around in shul, mutav shalo lahaviyam, it's better not to bring them to shul, the hergal nasateva, because their habit is going to become their nature. They're going to get accustomed to running around in shul, and then when they get older, they're also going to do the same thing. They're not going to focus on davening. V'gam shemat ridinu da'atzibur b'tfilosam. And additionally, they're going to distract the other people who are davening in shul. U'milvad kol zeh, aside from all this, nachon ha'av hamivi k'tanim ko'idu l'bis ha'kneses, when a father brings his children to shul, he should be careful le'hashgiach al bigdeyem v'sandaleyem imhim nekiyim, to make sure that their clothes and their shoes are clean. So that way, he doesn't cause those who are davening within four amos of the children to be davening in a makom tzoa. Rather, he should make sure that his kids, that their clothes and their shoes are free of any tzoa, they're free of, that they are clean. The Mishnah Berurah talks more about that topic. Have a wonderful day and have a good Shabbos.